Good afternoon, Wild Horse and Burrow Advocates. This is R.T. Fitch. I apologize for communicating in this fashion, but I am on the move and not able to access a keyboard at this time. We have breaking news, which we wanted to get to you, of course. Today was the hearing with Judge Collier in reference to the alleged emergency roundup that the BLM wants to perpetrate upon the West Douglas herd. And this afternoon, after a 75-minute hearing where it appeared that the judge might be siding with us, she did deny our motion and authorize the roundup of the 50 West Douglas horses that were identified by the BLM in the notice. It appears that the real clincher for the BLM was Ken Walters' monologue on how the horses were going to die, that there was no forage, there was no water, and they had to be removed. It appeared to our attorneys that until that point, it seemed very much in our favor, with the judge actually saying that she thought that the removing of wild horses from their homeland was just as good as killing them. The court did warn the BLM that it would not allow this excuse to crop up again and again in order to support further roundups for, quote, emergency, end quote, reason, and that the court would be watching any such moves. We also managed to get permission for Dr. Dunn to go in with Clint Walter into the area, but not during the time of the roundup due to the contractor's authority to regulate who is in the area at that time. Again, this is not good news to carry into the week. We're not real clear how many West Douglas horses are still in the herd, but we did give it a valiant fight and we'll continue to monitor the situation. This was a quick news that came through from our lead attorney, Bruce Wegman, and we wanted to get the information to you, either good or bad. So keep the faith, where we will continue to strive to protect our national icon, wild horses and burros of the Western United States. So.